You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Remember, if a brother smokes you on the left cheek, turn around and hand him the other. Then, if you can't do good for evil, what's the good of being a brother? Then, when the angry passion rises within thee, there's Satan. Oh, get thee behind me, then stop, count 100, then go on about your business. Be careful.
Be careful.
Be cautious.
Be cautious.
Always look before you leap.
You leap.
Be sure you do some praying before you go to sleep.
To sleep.
To fight the wrong.
The wrong.
And it's wrong to fight.
To fight.
And no two wrongs that can't make a one right. So try and be right unto the end. That's right, all right, amen.
Amen. That's right, all right, amen.
Always look before you leap.
You leap.
Be sure you do some praying before you go to sleep.
To sleep.
Ow.
To fight is wrong.
It's wrong.
And it's wrong to fight.
To fight.
And no two wrongs that can't make a one right. So try and be right unto the end. That's right, all right, amen.
Amen. That's right, all right, amen.
Thank you.
It's burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
It's Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and this edition is a summer sampler. We do touch on a couple of topics that somewhat recur within the program. We begin with the Umbrian Glee Club Exhortation, which is on the label it says it's a Negro sermon, and I believe it was written by Will Marion Cook and Alex Rogers, if I remember the label correctly, which I should do. That was from 1926 off a Vocalion. Then we had the Sidney Bechet Quintet, which featured Sidney Bechet on soprano sax, Teddy Bunn on guitar, Melux Lewis on piano, John Williams on bass, and Sid Catlett on drums. Summertime, 1939. And the reason why that summertime is significant, not just because it is now summer in the Northern Hemisphere, but because it was written, or was recorded, I should say, right after Tommy Ladonier died. And you can sense the emotion in that. And that emotion will somewhat pervade this show, because I lost a musician friend with whom I had played on many occasions some years ago. He died this past week, and it's not going to be a depressing show, I promise you that. But there will be some remembrance of my friend, whose name was Sam Burrell. So we'll continue. And he was a bass player, and a good one. But we will mention him, because he attention must be paid, as they say. And our theme, Wake Up Chillin', Wake Up. And if you want this or any other playlist for Radiola, just find the Radiola blog. Your search engine of choice will reveal where that is on your particular internet. And for no particular reason, we're starting with the Kensington Serenaders. Maybe a particular reason at that, but here they're led by Ben Selvin. Irving Kaufman is singing in 1926 on Vocalion, Calling Me Home. Thank you.
Thank you.
the Vermont Orchestra, with an E on the end of it, just so you know, probably led by Abe Lyman, and Arthur Fields is singing on that Westward, and there's some significance to that too, I suppose. And that rhyme, Alaska and Nebraska, will recur later in the show for those who are taking notes. So do take notes, if you will. That was from 1926. Before that, Tony Parham and his musicians in 1929, Subway Sobs. And, it's a little moderato there. Not slow, but moderate. Beginning with the Kensington Serenaders, Ben Sullivan, Irving Kaufman singing Calling Me Home, 1926. And this is Radiola, and nobody's going to call us home for a while, I hope. But some of our friends are drifting toward that exit, which makes us sad, but we want to remember them and celebrate them and play some lively music, too, and some happy stuff, and we certainly will get to that as well. Here's Peggy English, a lovely recording, 1927, on Vocalion again. I still have a lot of those. I'm going to keep pushing them out there to you. Where the wild, wild flowers grow.
Lonely, I'm terribly lonely, because I'm far away from everyone I love. Happy, I want to be happy with someone I look up to like a saint above. Dear little sweetheart of mine, don't you remember the time when we were two wild flowers passing away the hours where the wild, wild flowers grow? We thought the world was ours. What did we care for showers where the wild, wild flowers grow? Old Mr. Dreamman comes whispering through my door, we'll be the sweetheart we used to be before, when we were two wild flowers passing away the hours where the wild, wild flowers grow. Every daffodil just went daffy till we were naming the day. Don't you remember? Oh, don't you remember? And every daisy was simply crazy to give our secret away. Don't you remember those wonderful days? Oh, why not start all over and make old dreams come true? Let's love among the clover the way we used to do. Passing away the hours where the wild, wild flowers grow.
I'm through with a weaker sex. I hate any girl who necks. So said Charlie Foy, college boy, flapper's joy. The door to my heart is shut. No more will I lose my nut over pretty girls, dumb or witty girls. I hate women, but could I care for that baby there with the dimples and fluffy hair? Could I? I certainly could. Could I show her a dandy time in that little old bus of mine? Could I? I certainly could. What lovin' wouldn't I get, hot oven? Couldn't she pet? Could I kiss her and make her sigh? Chesterfield, how you satisfy? Could I? I certainly could. Doggone, nearly weakened then. Hold on, nearly fell again. Women, on your way. Go, I say, you can't stay. Did you see her disappear? I'm through, brother, I'm sincere. Finished with them all, no more will I fall. Oh boy, look who's here. Now could I care for those loving charms? Could I cuddle her in my arms? Could I? I certainly could. And could I take her out in the park? Teach her how to kiss in the dark? Could I? I certainly could. What lovin' wouldn't I get, wouldn't I get? Heart ovin', couldn't she pet, couldn't she pet? Could I give her that certain thrill? Change her no to a sure I will. Could I? I certainly could. Yum, yum, da-da-da-do, yum, do, ya-da-da-do, da-da-do, at-da-do, 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 da-da-do, da-da-do, yum, do, ya-da-da-do, yum, do, do, da-da-do, yum, do, 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 yum. Song, baby. Now isn't she sweet? Say she's sweet. And maybe she couldn't eat. Couldn't she eat? Could I give her a little thrill? I'm not asking, I know I will. Could I? I certainly could. Said could.
Stop that music. What's the matter here?
What's the matter, guys?
Well, Charlie, you know who I am.
Oh, yeah, I know. Who are you?
I'm a big man.
Uh-huh.
Not only that.
Well, what else are you?
You know Susie?
Sure, I know Susie.
Well, I'm Susie's fella.
Tell me about it.
Listen here. I don't cut no fancy capers. And get my picture in the newspaper. I want to be known as Susie's fella. I get a thrill when I hear 'em yelling. Who's got the sweetest watermelon? Nobody, no one but Susie's feller. I love to hear 'em say, look at those lips and who kisses 'em? He kisses 'em. Oh, what eyes, blue as sky. Who does she roll 'em for? Free kisses. Having those is not essential. Knowing her is my credential. I just want to be known as Susie's feller. Don't want to be a politician, a great big lawyer or a bad physician. Just want to be known as Susie's feller. Dog, how loud they're shrieking, or what language they are speaking. As long as they say I'm Susie's feller, I love to hear 'em say, look at those lips and who kisses 'em? He kisses 'em. Oh, what eyes, blue as sky. Who does she, who does she, who does she roll 'em for? She's got charm, oh boy, you said it. Not much cash, but oh, what credit. I just want to be known as Susie's feller. Rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief. You can have them all for just as lief. I only want to be known as Susie's feller.
Carell and Gosden, which was Charles J. Carell and Freeman Gosden, Dulles Owen on piano. I just want to be known as Susie's fellow, 1926, and I guess some people consider me that. And some people consider me an article of furniture at restaurants where they sit down to talk to her. But, you know, I've dealt with that situation. But that's okay, because that's what I'm here for. At least, you know, I'm getting a meal out of it anyway. But, you know, you never know who you're going to be beset by in an eating establishment, and then you wind up not having a conversation with the person you're there with, but they have a conversation with someone else. Before that, Arthur Brown, I'm guessing that's got to be Irving, and he does some Irving stuff on there, too. Bill Wurgis on piano. Could I? I certainly could. In 1926, beginning with Peggy English, Where the Wild, Wild Flowers Grow. And they're growing around. Most of them are dandelions, but hey, take what you can get. 1927. This is Radiola, and we are a dandelion in the vast lawn of radio. And nobody has gone for the herbicide yet. Thank goodness. We're just, we're blossoming and scattering ourselves into various listening devices, as would be necessary. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm the agent of that distribution. Here are some acoustic items. They'll get into an Aeolian Vocalion. In 1920, Murray's Melody Men, and that would be Billy Murray, for those taking notes. He was not singing on this, but his name often appeared in connection with this group. In 1920, and it is getting a little bit warm out there, and maybe a bit arid, so in the summer sampler, let's all go to Camel, with a K, Camel Land.
Thank you. bright under starry skies. One summer night you gave me a thrill. I feel it still, I always will. And then came a night when you said farewell. There in the pale moonlight, that's why I always pray with all my might. You'll come back one summer night.
Hollywood Dance Orchestra, actually Adrian Schubert. The other side is also by Adrian Schubert, but it's the Imperial Dance Orchestra, so I don't know what the difference was. Also Irving Kaufman singing in 1927, One Summer Night. So even, I don't know why they would use two different pseudonyms on two different sides of the record. It wouldn't make any sense to me if it were the same band leader. However, this is all conjecture and speculations. Who knows what lurks in the minds of those who are in the release department of these companies, especially if it were more than 85 years ago. But that's what you have there with One Summer Night, and we got one here. You can tell it's summer because it's raining. You can tell it's spring because it's raining too. It lets up eventually and occasionally. Then it comes back. Before that, the Keystone Serenaders, and I think that was that last one was electric. But it was acoustic enough sounding to throw in. Keystone Serenaders, Ray McConnell directing, and I have never heard of this group, but they play well, like them, and I got more of them. I'm knee deep in daisies in 1925. I'm knee deep in something. Could be daisies. We'll look down and see what it is. Murray's Melody Man, Camelin, that's spelled K-A-M-E-L, for those who are taking notes, 1920 on Aeolian Vocalion, one of those fancy jobs. So that's what we have there. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and we spell it the same way each time. And otherwise nobody would be able to find us. We proceed now with Utica Boy. Yes, I am. You know, he was born in Philadelphia, but I'm claiming him. Live right down the street. I say that every time. Arthur Fields, and he's singing about Carolina, although he's probably thinking about Whitesboro Street. Carolina in the Morning, 1923.
Wishing is good time wasted. Still, it's a habit, they say. Wishing for sweet time tasted, that's all I do all day. Maybe there's nothing in wishing, but speaking of wishing, I'll say, nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. No one could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning. Where the morning glories twine around the door, whispering pretty stories I long to hear once more. Strolling with my girlie where the dew is fairly early in the morning. Butterflies will flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawning. If if I had Aladdin's lamp for only a day. I'd make a wish, and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Thank you.
Tuxedo Orchestra, the Harry Reeser, and I believe that was Lester O'Keefe and the Radio Franks doing that bit of vocal on there, 1925, the Hokey Pokey, but that's not what it's all about. That was a different Hokey Pokey, but if you want a Hokey Pokey, that's what we have. I might have a home recording of the other one done by much later, but this sounds better, and the lyrics are better, too. In 1920, that's an early electric, so we'll put that in the near acoustic category. Before that, Miss Patricola, Isabel or Isabella Patricola, as you would choose, with the Virginians under the direction of Ross Gorman, Lovin' Sam, the Sheik of Alabama from 1922. That was off the Archaeophone issue, and if you want to, you should get all those Archaeophone things. They're just marvelous. And if you don't have the 78s, they're just as good in many ways. They do better transfers than most do. So I endorse them highly and would recommend them to you. But that's a nod to my friend who died, Sam Burrell, and he is greatly missed. He was playing. He was trying to get work up to about 3 weeks ago, and died the day before his 84th birthday. So he hung on pretty well, and I worked with him in his late 60s. He was always sounded good, marvelous bass player, and I would present a recording of myself with him, except that I didn't sound that good in 1994 or 1995. So I will withhold those from you, but you may if you keep listening, you will hear a special tribute that I have done for him. But that's, 1922. Before that, Arthur Fields' Caroline in the Morning, 1923, on Vocalion. This is Radiola, and although not everything we play is on Vocalion, we do seem to play about 100% more Arthur Fields and Irving Kaufman than any other radio show on the air, or off the air, for that matter. So I don't know who else can make that statement, but I'm willing to start an argument if you are. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm feeling a little pugnacious this week, maybe a little sad, and that's when I get angry, or vice versa. But it is midsummer, and perhaps it's midsummer's madness. Here's Dick Hyman, John Sheridan, recording a piano duet in 01 on their Archives of Novelty Piano of the 1920s and 1930s. That's on Arbor's Midsummer's Nightmare by Zez Confrey wrote this. Thank you.
Thank you.